Welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Record here on KUOW Seattle. We're tweeting at KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. I'm in this week for Bill Radke. A lot of news ahead. Wages between gender disparity between men and women at Seattle's city government. Seattle's sports identity. And we're going to talk about what it means to be a hermit. But first, this morning, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan announced that he would not run for re-election.
This is my 20th year in Congress. My kids weren't even born when I was first elected. Our oldest was 13 years old when I became Speaker. Now all three of our kids are teenagers. And one thing I've learned about teenagers is their idea of an ideal weekend is not necessarily to spend all of their time with their parents. What I realize is if I am here for one more term, my kids will only have ever known me as a weekend dad. I just can't let that happen.
Speaker Ryan wanting to spend more quality time with his family. He's just one of a growing number of retiring or resigning congressional members. Many of these folks are Republican. The 2018 midterm elections promised to shake up both the House and the Senate. Political advisors and pundits have been wondering whether or not a wave of new Democrats will enter the congressional halls next year. One ripple in that wave could take place in the 5th congressional district in Washington state. Republican Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers has held that seat since 2005, but a new poll just out suggests a tightening race between McMorris Rogers and her opponent, Democrat Lisa Brown. One of the folks who took part in surveying for that new poll, Doug Nadvornik, is with us. He's a reporter and program director for Spokane Public Radio. Hi, Doug. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Marcy. Good to be here.
Congresswoman McMorris Rogers has represented the 5th for 13 years now. Can you really imagine the district flipping?
Yes, maybe. A lot of it, there are a lot of variables. For example, we found out in this study that about a half of the people who were polled didn't approve of Donald Trump's, his job performance, and her own job performance was roughly equal with the people who thought she does a good job with those who think she doesn't do a good job. So obviously she's got some hurdles here. But I guess I would submit that Lisa Brown is well enough known that somewhere down the line we're going to hear that she spends like a Seattle liberal and that her job performance rating as a legislator wasn't great either. So it's going to be interesting to hear what the rhetoric's going to be over the next 7 months.
Doug, when was the last time a Democrat held the 5th congressional district seat?
Tom Foley, 1994.
So it's been quite some time.
It's been quite some time, yeah.
Did you get a sense of rumbling for change?
Maybe, because McMorris Rogers is seen by many people as tied to the hip with Donald Trump. And for some people, that's a great thing. For other people, they don't think so because they're not Donald Trump fans. And so I think she, for some people, she's just not independent enough. And so she's tried to inch her way. For example, she was for a ban on bump stocks, whereas President Trump was initially for that. And so she's tried to inch her way in little ways, but the question is she far enough away from Trump that she's going to be seen as independent enough?
Kathy McMorris Rogers is the 4th ranking House Republican. Tom Foley, when he was in office, was equally high in status. What would the 5th congressional district lose if she was defeated?
Well, that's another good question, because a lot of people think she doesn't do what Tom Foley did in terms of routing a whole lot of taxpayer money to the 5th district. She might disagree. Republicans might disagree with that. So I'm not sure that a lot of people really understand what that seniority system's all about. Although with Speaker Ryan saying that he's not going to be around next year, she might inch up into the number 3 spot in the House. And so we may hear more comparisons to Tom Foley and the power that he had. Stuart Elway, the pollster, and I were talking about it, and I had mentioned to him that I thought this was the most compelling race for the 5th District since 1994. And he said, yeah, I worked on that. I pulled that one. And he looked at his numbers and he said, in September of 1994, He had George Nethercutt ahead, and he said nobody was believing me that he would win. But in April of that year, 24 years exactly, he said Tom Foley had 40% of the vote in my poll, and Nethercutt had 36. Well, we're at 44 for McMorris Rodgers and 38 for Lisa Brown, with 16% still uncommitted to that. So it's close enough that maybe that uncommitted number will lead to, you know, some sort of changing the way it's going to be.
Doug Nikvornik, you also talked about the issues that voters are concerned about. And one in particular is really making headlines right now. That is gun control. Did anything surprise you in what you heard?
So the one thing that surprised me was that there was a question regarding, would you support raising the minimum age to be able to buy a semi-automatic rifle from 18 to 21? And 62% of those said, yes, we would support that. And I guess that's surprising to me a little bit because of the conservative nature of the district and the gun ownership, the support of gun ownership. But I talked with one woman who said, I'm not for gun control, but she said, and I asked her, I said, are your views slanted at all by what has happened in terms of school shootings over the years? And she said, yes, and maybe it's better that we raise that age so that people are a little more mature when they're able to buy guns.
Doug Nikvornik, reporter and program director for Spokane Public Radio, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Marcy.
We're going to continue with following the district races as we head to the midterm elections, including the race for the 8th Congressional District. Congressman Dave Reichert not running for re-election there. It's The Record on KUOW.